We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
A little uproar on SLU yesterday with conservative commentator Matt Walsh making an appearance. He was scheduled to come in town to speak in a building on SLU's campus. He was invited in August. It was all set up. There's a mask mandate or whatever, and so he was going to have to speak the whole speech with a mask on.
Wearing a mask.
He was like, I'm not doing that. So then St. Francis Xavier College Church, which is kind of on campus, said that they, yes, would allow them to have the speech there. Well, then they changed their mind, saying that they didn't really vet Walsh and that his views did not aligned with the Catholic Church, so it got booted from there. Well, it did happen at the Coronado last night, and it was in front of a sold-out crowd, so it did happen, but there was a lot of protesters outside as well, apparently. I didn't realize all of that was going down, but he did hold the speech.
Yeah, I had heard he was coming to town. Here's what's disappointing. The church agreed to let him in, and then they turned him down because his views didn't reflect the Catholic faith.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Catholic faith stand for? Like, they're mad at him because he's against illegal immigration into this country and open borders. That's one of the things they mentioned.
Yeah.
Do they disagree with him on abortion? I kind of doubt that. If they do, they're not really Catholics. I'm so angry about this. So we're going to play some of Matt Walsh's reaction to it coming up.
Well, apparently he tried to speak with the protesters outside. I mean, he's not
they
one
shouted
to
him down.
Yeah, and then it was not going well. So he's like, "Well, I tried," but the speech did happen.
As usual,
yeah.
The left is preaches tolerance until you disagree with them.
Hmm.
Then they try to shut you down. Yeah.
A senior advisor to Vice President Kamala Harris and her chief spokesperson, Simone Sanders, is going to depart her job at the end of the year.
Wow. She getting her own radio show, or what's she doing?
It's just, this is the second top aide to announce her to announce their departure in less than a month. So just kind of a reflection that things definitely aren't going well within Harris's administration there.
You got to wonder. Maybe she's going to work for the real governor of Georgia, Stacey Abrams, who's actually running for governor. She's been governor in exile, and now she's going to run for governor again.
When I got the Fox News alert about that yesterday, it was just like, Stacey Abrams makes a decision on running for governor. I'm like, really? You're going to make me click this to find out if she's going to run or not? Not that it was a surprise that she was going to.
Right.
But there you go. Yeah. Yeah. First Lady Jill Biden is going to be busy with a nationwide effort starting next week to encourage COVID vaccinations for 5 through 11-year-olds. So
I don't even know where to go.
I'm surprised. And I mean, this has been approved. It's been a couple of weeks now, right? That 5 to 11-year-olds have been able to do this. Maybe I live under a rock. I don't know. I don't think I do. I try to pay attention. But have we heard numbers about how many kids are getting vaccinated? I mean, it used to be like, hey, this many adults this age, you know, but I haven't seen a breakdown of
heard between 900 and 1 million the first week.
So
my
guess is it's going to be reflective of that poll that we had on a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
where 24% of people said basically that they would consider getting their kids. The others either wouldn't consider it or said no.
Yeah.
So in other words, about 60 or 70% of people said not a chance. And about 25 or so said yes.
Well, it's obviously not going as well as they had hoped if they need a nationwide effort with a Jill Biden to encourage people to do that. Yeah. Well, let's wrap it up with something that I love, which is Home Alone. And it's Christmas movie time, and Home Alone's my favorite. And I may have to try and get this. $25. It's on Airbnb. The house is going up for a stay.
It's a raffle, though.
That doesn't matter.
The actual house.
The actual McAllister house. It's in the Chicago area. For one night, you're going to get to spend the night in the iconic house. December 12th, Kevin McAllister's big brother, Buzz, is going to host a family to experience a McAllister Christmas, complete with lights and junk food and booby traps. And
ask,
watch the...
Is it like the Brady house, though? You saw a picture of the outside of the house, but clearly, did they actually shoot it inside, or was it all a movie set?
It looks like it's the interior.
Oh, wow. Interesting. That
very cool.
Absolutely.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.